Governor Walker begins his second term today. He'll take the oath of office shortly after 11 this morning. So will the new legislature. Walker shared a few thoughts about his short-term plans for the state on Wisconsin Eye. As Marge Pitroff reports, most concern the next two-year state budget. Governor Walker says he intends to push reform in three main areas: education, entitlements, and taxes. When it comes to education, he says the state must make sure students, especially in cities such as Milwaukee, have access to successful schools, public or private.
That's why I supported opening up and expanding school choice to say that for low-income families and now for middle-class families locked in schools that were failing, we give them a more viable alternative. We also put in place through Act 10 and other reforms, new provisions to allow NPS to have all their schools act more like successful charter schools. We're going to do more of that in the future.
Walker says he's also eyeing changes for the UW system in the context of making sure it operates efficiently. He says it and other state agencies will not get all the money they're requesting in the 2015-17 budget. Otherwise, Wisconsin would face a massive deficit. One place the state cannot cut much, according to the governor, is in providing Medicaid, health coverage for people living in poverty. Wisconsin calls its program Badger Care. Walker says the cost is well over $700 million, and it could increase.
We're not going to cut people off en masse. We just put a whole new wave of people living in poverty on, and so we're going to have to make reductions elsewhere.
Walker says his administration will propose steps to make sure people receiving all types of public assistance need it and use it lawfully. One agency that has requested a big increase in funding is transportation. The DOT, in addition to its separate fund in the state budget, wants to take more than $500 million from the state's general fund. The governor says his office will examine the best options.
We think there's a tremendous need for transportation in the state, not only tied into the people who build and maintain and design our transportation infrastructure, but in the larger context for all the industries, the economic thrust that depends on it. You look at manufacturing, agriculture, tourism, the timber industry. A lot of those industries are heavily dependent on a strong transportation infrastructure system.
Yet Walker says he is unlikely to support an increase in the gas tax or a new tax on the sale of vehicles. The governor says he will likely have to scale back the large income tax cut he had initially envisioned for the state. He says instead he will remain laser-focused on reducing property taxes.
Mainly because that's the tax we hear the most about. We hear about it from working families. We hear about it from senior citizens and fixed incomes for sure. We hear about it from small business owners, from family farmers and others out there.
Walker says preparing the upcoming two-year state budget will be a balancing act. He has several weeks yet before he has to turn over his document to the legislature. As for today, Inauguration Day, it's mainly about celebrating the new term. Marge Pitroff, 89.7 WUWM.